maybe three is when you gang up a certain number of disk drives. In that particular case, there'd be a minimum of three. But let's use an example of five disk drives. So four of those five disk drives would actually be so-called data disk drives, and then the fifth one would be a parity disk drive. So in RAID 3, you will have exactly that. The first four disk drives will be data drives, and the fifth one will always be a parity drive. And the idea is that you stripe the data on the first four disk drives, and then you calculate a parity, which is calculated from the data from the first four disk drives, and then you put that parity on the fifth disk drive. So there's data, parity. Data, parity. And so the idea is that in that particular situation, if any of those single disk drives die, you can actually recreate that information by using the other four disk drives that are actually still working. So RAID 3 is very common actually in you know, large sequential kinds of workloads. I guess a video file would be a good example of that. So a video file, you want to be able to read those things very quickly, and you want to keep going from one end to the other. So very often, video files prefer to use RAID 3 so that the first four drives in my example, you just lock them, you lockstep them, and you just start extracting information from those four disk drives in a very rapid fashion. Performance improves greatly, and then, as I mentioned, you also have the availability improvement, because any one of those five disk drives can die, and your data is still safe. So that is RAID 3.